Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15. This is letter number 5411, Baruch Hashem. The first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is sending it to the Vat Kfar Chabad, to the committee of Kfar Chabad, Hashem Aleichu Shalom Abrachas. To follow up on the discussions, see, this is discussions that took place over here in the last weeks. Things have been clarified, some points have been clarified to me. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised I didn't hear about them. And the Rebbe is going to say, number one, last year, when they allocated the kfar, they actually made a border around the Kfar Chabad with a heap, with a teal. And the Rebbe is asking in the parenthesis, I don't know which area did they fence in. They made a fence around the Kfar Chabad, but the Rebbe says, I don't know what area did they fence in. Also the old village, the second side, the Rebbe wants clarification, but whatever it is, when they fenced it in, that just now, that after they started to do it in the usual way, the rabbi, Shner Zalman Garelik, he was the rabbi of the Kfar Chabad, he suggested that you should do it in a way that it should be for a kosher Erev. And that was accepted, the suggestion, with love, and that's the way it was done. So the rabbi suggested, make that boundary that you were making around the kfar, that it should be kosher for an Erev, so that you can carry in the Kfar Chabad. So that was accepted. So the rabbi says, how come nobody told me about this? I haven't even heard about it. Number two, during the years lately, they spoke to the members of the committee or the leaders of the kfar, of the village, about getting ready for the Shemitah year that is coming upon us. That is the seventh year in the cycle, the second year. And those people who talked to them, they are thinking that nothing was done in that area. Even though in all of Israel it's known that in Koimemius and Chofetz Chaim, those are villages, those are areas in which they keep the Shemitah properly according to the Halacha. And they start preparing for the Shemitah year immediately after the end of the past Shemitah. So the Rebbe says, although in Tzoykin al Ovar, the past that wasn't done, but now interest yourself how to prepare. And the Rebbe says, for sure, all those who are dealing with this in Koimimius and Chofetz Chaim and the other places, we'll give them all the necessary information that they need for preparing themselves. On Shemitah, you have to let the fields, on their own. You can't plant them, but you gotta, I guess, prepare for it, how to deal with it. So the Rebbe says the other religious villages are doing it, so we should get the information to them how to prepare properly. Now, they do it immediately after the end of Shemitah. The last Shemitah, they start preparing for the next one. At least now, the Rebbe says. Further, the Rebbe says, I spoke with Rav Chosid, Rav Avram, Sheikh Yadrezin. And they also wrote to me, people from Kfar Chabad, that they organized a group of RTL. Anyways, this group of RTL is basically, they're doing knitting for hand, mechas yad, trikataj, okay, hitzaboy. And that they explained to me that what's holding back is that they need to, it's investment, it's a big investment. It's an amount that will be returned eventually from what they, but it's a big investment that they have to invest, and the individuals don't have the funds to get involved to do that. So that's what they say, that they have an issue. The Rebbe says, this is something, this idea is surprising to me. For sure, there must be several banks, banking, there must be banks that give loans for these kinds of matters. But it's something that wasn't clear by me. But last week, they told me very clearly that the bank Poalim, the Rebbe has to tell them, they're very specific, the bank Poalim and Sila does give loans for such situation. But the Rebbe says, as understood, however, you have to prove to the bank that you're using the loan for this purpose, and that the people are qualified, they'll give you the loan. Not you're going to get the money and use it for something else. And the people need to be fitting to a certain extent a kuponim for the job and the work that you want to occupy them. So the Rebbe says they will give you a loan if you can prove to them that you're going to use the money for this and you have the qualified people, they'll give you the money for that. Perhaps the Rebbe says maybe you can also be a guarantee by the Kfar, the committee from the Kfar Chabad. But the Rebbe says that's also something which is possible. And further, the Rebbe says that the organizing these groups is also beneficial to what I told you before in Bays, in number two, about the Shemitah year. Because what are the Shemitah year? They can't work in the fields, so at least they'll be able to work the other work in order to make a living. Okay, so the Rebbe tells them about different things that he heard about that they haven't reported. First of all, that the area around the Kfar Chabad, the heap that the rabbi said to make it higher or to should meet halachic qualifications for an Erev, and preparing for Shemitah, number two, and also about they wanted to create some jobs over there at trikataj and knitting and handwork, artil, whatever it calls it. And the Rebbe says they say that they can't find a loan. The Rebbe says there's banks. And the Rebbe now he says, I know clearly. Bank of Poalim does that, actually gives money for that. And if you got to do a guarantee, so the Kfar, they should guarantee the loan. And the Rebbe says, this will also help for the year of Shemitah to prepare. So the Rebbe says, I also did not get, I'm surprised that I didn't get detailed report about the Kabbalah Sponim. The kinnus, the Rebbe talked in the previous letter. And the Rebbe says, perhaps, you know, like the Gemara says, if you have a pot that is owned by partners, it's never hot or cold. Each one relies on the other one. The Rebbe says that's an expression. Maybe the reporting has become a kedeta de beishutfe. It's become a partnership. Everybody is relying, somebody else is going to report. And the Rebbe says, in these cases, it's better to duplicate than rather lacking altogether. The Rebbe concludes with a blessing in all the above and for success in all matters of the Kalar, the generally and the detailed, to be everything with success.